This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two, this is Lock and Load, and joining me again from the truthaboutguns.com is the editor-in-chief, that being Dan Zimmerman, which there's a twist to that, but we'll get to that later. How you doing, sir? Happy New Year.
Doing well. Happy New Year. You too.
I'm just glad to be back here live with you. I don't know if anybody noticed or not, but I was laid low there for a little bit.
Yeah, I had it before that, so it's certainly been going around. A lot of people I know around the country have had it, so.
Anyway.
Glad we're all better.
Yeah. Just in time for 2024, and such a new look coming up. New Mexico, tell me about how they decided to do a gun buyback, and unfortunately, because they didn't know what the heck they were doing, they committed a felony. Tell me about this one.
Yeah, this has been an ongoing slow motion car wreck for a couple weeks now. Some operation called the New Mexico to prevent gun violence. Wanted to run, a gun buyback, and whatever state or local operation they had partnered with backed out, so they just decided to do it themselves. And they went around and bought guns from individuals. And then they quote unquote destroyed them and turned some of them over to high school shop classes in school for them to make art with and things like that.
Ah.
There are just a few problems with all this. New Mexico has gun control laws. They have a universal background check law. So they bought up these guns from individuals and they didn't get background checks done. Then they allegedly destroyed these guns, and if you go to the December 30th post on that we put up on this, and scroll down a little bit, you'll see one of their tweets where they sliced, I'm sure using a bandsaw, a whole bunch of long guns in half, and considered that destroyed. There's a problem with that. The ATF has on their website handy dandy instructions on how to properly destroy a handgun to make it, or a firearm, to make it no longer a firearm, whether it's a pistol or a long gun. And they show exactly how to do it, where to cut through it, and all that. Well, they didn't do that at all. All they did, as you can tell from the images there, is they made one quick slice through these long guns, shotguns, and rifles. In one case, there was even a scope on it. They didn't even bother taking the scope off. They just sliced right through the scope, too. And they consider those destroyed. Well, those guns weren't destroyed in the eyes of the law. Those guns are still legally firearms. What do they do with those firearms? They gave a bunch of those firearms, they took them onto school property, and they gave them to kids. That's all kinds of felony. They also did some of this because I think they were based in northwest Mexico, New Mexico. They did some of this in Colorado, so they took some of these guns across state lines. So it didn't take long for the pro-gun side people on places like Twitter to notice what these people did, recognize the laws they broke and the mistakes they made. And New Mexico people get for against gun violence just kept coming back and coming back and said, oh, no, we did this. We destroyed this. hey, look, here's a kid showing a guitar he made out of guns, and it shows some kid who welded together a bunch of revolver frames, which are still legally, in the eyes of the law, guns, which is just clear evidence that this is what they did was wrong. They put up another tweet showing this is a gun, showing an AR on the left, and this is a xylophone on the right. And in this xylophone, there is a complete AK receiver. So all they did is they cut the stock off and they cut the barrel off, and they consider that a destroyed gun. Well, it's not. In the eyes of the law, again, that is a legal AK-47 that some kid in a shop class welded together as part of the LARP project. Finally, I think somebody there talked to a lawyer, and they started blocking everybody who had been going back at them and informing them of all the laws that they've been breaking. No one expects that these people will pay any price for this, will be prosecuted for this. This is New Mexico. New Mexico has dedicated anti-gunners as the governor, as the attorney general. Nobody expects the ATF to do anything about this because, of course, these people's hearts are all in the right place, and they really wanted to do the right thing here. But what they really did in the process of this is show themselves to be utter clowns who didn't care about any gun control laws. And they also revealed the existing gun control laws to be the jokes that they are, because there's so many and they're so Byzantine and so hard to comply with that even these good-hearted people couldn't manage to comply with them and stay within the law. They took guns on the school grounds. They transferred them without complying with state background check laws. They bought handguns across state lines. It's just an utter clown show that these people put on, and they did it in front of the whole world, and it's just a beautiful thing.
So what's going to happen with that, though? What kind of?
As I said, I don't expect anything to. A local sheriff in New Mexico said he's going to investigate this. Maybe he'll even end up charging him something, but I don't expect, unless there's also a DA, a pro-gun DA, or a DA who cares about the actual letter of the law in that county, I don't expect much to happen because we live in a time of a two-tier justice system where people who are on the right side of certain issues tend not to pay prices, the same prices that people on the other side of the issues pay.
That's interesting. That's really interesting. I like it when they do this stuff and everybody tells them they shouldn't. Have you seen the latest? It's sort of poetic justice in the same way. Have you seen the latest Harvard? The latest Harvard kerfluffle.
I've been following it pretty closely. Yeah.
So you saw that David Hogg got in there with a 1270 SAT. And Kyle Kashuv, who was Jewish, who was actually in the building when that shooting happened, who had a 1550, which is their actual, they're looking for something from 1470 to 1580, I think, to get in there. He had it, but he didn't get chosen to go to Harvard, and dude did.
No, David's politics were right.
Yeah.
He's an activist. But David's heart is in the right place. But yeah. David got into Harvard, and Harvard has done nothing but expose itself to be an utter fraud.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with
sort of like these anti-gunners.
Very much so.
Yeah, yeah. You can find this article at thetruthaboutguns.com. As you will find almost everything we're going to talk about today. TheTruthAboutGuns.com, long been a resource I have used over and over again. Very, very prolific. Worth your time to go take a look at. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. I'm MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Darren Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Darren is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins spanning across decades is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at DarrenTactical.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
And welcome back. I'm talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. And Dan, this past week we lost a true titan that has probably his name will go on forever and ever. He'll be up there with Sam Colt and John Moses Browning and all those other guys. We lost Gaston Glock.
Yes, we did. Yeah, that's exactly what I wrote in the last column of my brief post on this. Gaston Glock will be remembered with Sam Colt, with John Moses Browning, with Eugene Stoner, with Mikhail Kalashnikov, with Mauser, with all the great names of firearm innovation. down through the last 150, 200 years. A lot of people don't think what he did was big or particularly innovative, but it made a huge difference in the firearm world. And of course, he invented the first polymer framed gun. He had a company that made curtain rods and knives, I think.
Right.
And he was looking to get, he was competing for a contract with the Austrian military to make handguns. And he designed the Glock 17, which had a unique safety system and a polymer frame. And it was incredibly simple. I can't remember the right exact number, but it had something like 34 parts or something to it. So it was very simple. People have been duplicating, imitating, improving on what he did ever since. And he died this week at the age of 94.
I know that there had been other striker-fired guns up to that point. I would really have liked to have sat down with him and asked him why he picked striker-fired. Did we ever hear that? Do we know?
I don't know the answer to that. My guess is probably simplicity. Probably
fewer moving parts, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. More self-contained, nothing getting between the hammer and the firing pin. I'm speculating here, but my guess is that's it, because it's obviously what he did in the Glock 17 design was keep everything as simple and ultimately foolproof. He would, of course, call it perfection as possible. And what he built was an incredibly reliable, simple, easy to maintain, easy to put together handgun that revolutionized the handgun business.
Well, I mean, and now everybody has a Glock, don't they? Everybody has their own version of the Glock. And some people, like Sig, tried to make something a little more modular. Which is
absolutely
missing with that particular simplicity, the simplicity that the guns came out with. Sig is they got a few question marks out there right now that some of them are exclamation points. But I mean, everybody today fields a striker fired pistol that is a polymer lower, and it's lighter and easier to carry and rounded off and all this other stuff. No hammer jabbing you in the side if you're concealed carrying it. Truly, and everybody from the budget gun makers to the high-end gun makers, they make very high-end Glock clones now. Some of them up, $6,000-$7,000. Do you think the Luwago Alien would exist today without Glock being in place?
Probably not. I'm sure that's ultimately an evolutionary version of that original. If you follow its lineage back in time far enough. No, it's true. There are lots of Glocks. There are a lot of non-Glock Glocks. Once the Glock was introduced and became popular and started to spread, then every other maker rushed to create their own polymer handgun. And now that's the standard. Of course, a lot of great steel frame guns still out there, 1911s and
226s
and all kinds of other steel frame handguns. By far, the leader is the Glock and the original Glock design and everything that's evolved from it, whether it's, an FN-509 or a SIG 320 or Walther PP, I can't remember the model right now. PDP. Anyway, they've all got them.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they've all got
them. Exactly.
The interesting thing is that they only list Glock's net worth at $1.5 billion, which I find it hard to believe it was that low.
I kind of agree. I would have thought it was higher.
But his lawyers didn't want him included in the list. Glock was quite the character.
Yeah, he was. And there have been books written about him, about the company he built. And, they've had some colorful situations in the past. but they make great guns. Their tagline is perfection.
Right.
I don't think they're perfect. I don't think any gun is perfect. But they're very reliable.
Yeah.
They really work well. I own a couple of them.
It's like the iPhone of guns. It's like, I mean, everywhere. I mean, you can just about find a holster for a Glock at a Walgreens.
Yeah. Almost.
Not quite. But I mean, it very much is like the iPhone. And there's so many clones coming out now.
Right. And they're great. I've got a Lone Wolf Duck, which is a clone of the Glock 19.
Yeah.
Great gun.
Shadow system.
And I own an original Glock 19 Gen 5. Love that gun. Wonderful gun. Both of them are very good guns. And you can trace it all right back to Gaston Glock back in the 80s when he did all his work.
The estimate is there's 20 million Glocks in circulation with a 65% market share in the U.S. law enforcement and civilian handgun market.
Yeah, the 20 million sounds low, too. I would have thought there's even more.
And this is coming from LibertySafe.com.
Okay.
1 million Glocks sold in the USA each year, which I also find that to be incredibly low. Maybe a misperception on my point. I would have thought it would have been much higher than that.
That kind of sounds right to me, but only 20 million in circulation. I mean, they've been selling it for now almost, 40 years? I could be going on 50 years. There are an awful lot of glass out there. What passed any cop, any mall cop, any security guy? And the vast majority of them have glass in their holsters. So yeah, you're right. It's just a huge percentage of the law enforcement business or law enforcement market taken up by glass.
I would good. Have you ever heard of the Glock? Have you heard of the Glock 46?
I have heard of it. I've seen one.
It's got a rotating, it's got a rotary lockup versus just slam bam like it usually is.
Mm-hmm.
Lower bore axis, sort of like the CZs.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh,
man, that was made specifically for the Germans.
Yeah. Yeah, they have models that have not been imported into the U.S. That they built for certain contracts and things like that. And of course, they were a big competitor for the military handguns, but they,
hang on
for whatever reason.
Hang on.
Okay.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today. For 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA News Update. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden delivering a New Year's message to the nation.
Well, my hope is that everybody has a healthy, happy, and safe New Year.
In a pre-recorded interview on ABC's Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest, President Biden expressed his optimism. Another American youngster has taken an adventure on the wrong flight, except this time it took him out of the country. 16-year-old Logan Loss was scheduled to board a Frontier Airlines flight from Florida to Ohio, but instead he says he got put on a plane to Puerto Rico. Frontier Airlines has apologized to the teen and his family for the mix-up. 2024 will be a leap year, giving folks another day to add to the calendar. Leap day gets added to the end of February every 4 years, mostly to keep our dates in sync with the natural seasons. While we count 365 days in every year, it actually takes the planet roughly 365 and a quarter days to travel around the sun. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, speaking with Dan Zimmerman from thetruthaboutguns.com. And, well, Dan, looking back at 2023, this was truly... Listen, I've said this for a very long time. I've always thought that the saving grace of the Second Amendment, the one that rescues it from all of this political nonsense they try to push, is going to be females. And we saw the female gun owner come along in 2023, much more so than we have in the past, didn't we?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's really gone back a few years more than that. You can trace it back to 2020 and the whole defund the police movement and spike in crime and all that. You started to get a lot more interest in gun ownership by groups that were traditionally underrepresented. You know, not the old fat white guy stereotype. Obviously, women, minorities, and other allegedly marginalized groups have always owned firearms, but they had jumped into that much, much more prevalently since 2020, and 2023 was a big just continued that trend. This is just a quote that we ran from Fox News, a Fox News report talking about that and how armed women, quote unquote, refuse to be victims, and are buying guns at almost a record pace. And women are rational beings who look around and see, they read the news, they see what's happening. They're aware of the defund the police thing, the restorative justice, allegedly progressive politics that's led to zero bail laws, huge numbers of carjackings and assaults and robberies in urban areas around the country. And if they look, I read stories about people who dial 911 and get put on hold. We don't have anybody to send out to you. And it just dawned on these people more and more recently that they really are their own first responder. Nobody really is coming to save them.
Right.
That a lot of terrible things can happen in just a few minutes. And if a cop doesn't get there for 15 or 30 or 45 minutes, you can only imagine what can happen. So people, women included, want the ability to protect themselves, to protect their family, their kids, the result is wider gun ownership by more people, including people that traditionally have not been more highly represented in the gun owning public.
Well, I've always, one time I was a range safety officer at a concealed carry permit class. I'm not actually certified to do that, but they just pressed me into the service. And everybody on my line except one person was a female. And all the females, no matter what they were shooting, they were better marksmen than the guy.
I hear that all the time.
And
I hear from trainers that they're better students, too.
They
listen more.
They listen. They actually take in the lesson. Just using myself as a, I get in there and I'm like, look at all this stuff I've got. Look at my gun. I obviously know what I'm doing. I've come to class, and then I start playing this inner game. And I get angry when I'm not actually able to do it. And in the interim, in this concealed carry permits class, there was this female down there. She was shooting a Smith & Wesson 6309, the old double-action steel 9mm that came out after they adopted the Beretta. She was just obliterating the center. She just cut a hole in the center of the target. She was very slow, very methodical, and at the same time, she was quick. Her draw stroke was slow and smooth. Everything about her was beautiful, and she was out there. But then when you look at her elapsed time, it'd be like, that didn't take no time.
Yeah, exactly.
And in the interim, the guy who was shooting at M&P, he was like, this gun's not working right. And because he was limp-wristing it because he was getting a bunch of stovepipes. And I was like, well, you got to press it out there, pal. And the women, all of them shooting 6.42s and bodyguards, little Smith & Wesson bodyguard guns.
Yeah.
Now, all the 6.42 users and all the bodyguard users actually wanted to shoot the M&P because they found out that full grip actually makes a difference.
Yeah.
But even one of them busted her hand up shooting. She still finished. I had to duct tape her hand to keep her from bleeding. But she just kept on going, and she qualified.
Of course she did.
Yeah, yeah. Women shooters are no joke. I mean, they're pretty deadly.
No, they're very good.
Yeah.
I had the same experience when my wife started. She started off just a natural, good shot. And like I said, I hear from trainers all the time. Women are much easier to train than men.
Yeah.
They don't assume that they know what's going on. They listen. They absorb the lesson, and they try to learn rather than trying to employ things and facts they think they know and they think they're the right way. Women tend to do what the instructor tells them to do, the way the instructor tells them to do it, more often than men do.
Yeah. They don't go all Sonny Crockett. I go Sonny Crockett.
A lot of people do. Spend any time at a public range, you'll see that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, listen, that's just the reality of life, I think. I think you get some guy that's been in the military or something, and being in the military does not denote firearm proficiency. That means they went through basic training, and, seven out of eight jobs in the military do not involve intensive firearms training.
Exactly, and if you spend any time around cops at a range, too, you'll know that being a cop has no relationship whatsoever to firearms proficiency.
Yeah. Well, their proficiency is tied to their budget, whatever their training budget is.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Do they get 250 rounds a head per year to train and qualify
right.
with?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's not bad if you do it often, but if you're just doing 250 rounds over the course of a year, that's not very intense.
bring those 250 around in one range session.
Yeah.
So
females, you're proving me. You're proving my. You're making me seem like Nostradamus here by doing exactly what I said you were going to do. You're going to be the saviors of the Second Amendment, and I thank you so much for this. I think the article this is based on is "Armed Women Nationwide Refuse to Be Victims in 2023 as Gun Ownership Goes Up." That's good.
That is
absolutely awesome. So I'm sure that will continue to move up because, like in New York recently, they struck down 3 provisions on concealed carry. There's still some others that are still in place, but New York and all these other big crime areas where it's really popping, I would expect to, start seeing people move into the Second Amendment. Women are pretty pragmatic about it when they do it. They're like, I don't, didn't ever think I need one, but I'm going to get one. I'm going to be good with it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they want to, if they're going to buy one, they want to know how to use it and use it effectively. So yep. Most of them. So if you know somebody and a woman asks you to help her, she wants to buy a gun and help her learn to use it, do it.
Do it.
Be an evangelist. Spread the word. Get more people involved. It's good for them. It's good for gun rights.
Yeah. One of my co-anchors at where I work in the morning, he's like, would you teach my wife to shoot? I'm not even going to try.
A lot of times that's a better approach rather than a husband trying to teach a wife.
Yeah. Want to stay married, right? We'll be right back. Talking to Dan Zimmerman. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and I want to lay down a little bit of context to this. I don't remember when I did this, Dan, but I reached out to Dan after Dan became the managing editor in chief at The Truth About Guns after Robert Farrago departed on to greener climes. And I've been involved with Robert for a bit, but when Dan came along, we sort of synced up a little bit better than Robert and I did. And you have been a very good collaborator of mine over however long. Has it been since 2018?
I think so. It's been a long time.
Wow. Almost 6 years. So for the past 6 years, I came to Dan. I said, would you do something on a regular basis with me? Because, Dan's very prolific. And at the same time, there's a lot of times I've reached out to Dan and said, Dan, before I lose my mind and embarrass myself, I want to run this past you. And then he sort of brings me back in. If I need being brought back in anyway. Dan Zimmerman at thetruthaboutguns.com. He has written 13,140 articles in his time there. And when this one, he's got one posting that posted yesterday. That was your last post at thetruthaboutguns.com.
Hard to believe it. Yeah, yesterday was my last day there.
Yeah. Truly the end of an era for me, anyway. And for you too.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
yeah, definitely for me.
Were you up in Rhode Island with Robert when he came down to Texas?
No, I was never up there.
Okay.
I was in St. Louis at the time.
Okay.
And lived there and moved to Texas when we started running the Texas Firearms Festival.
Right.
And gosh, I guess it was 15 or 16.
Yeah. Did that ever take off? Is it still happening?
We ran it for 3 years, and it was all kinds of fun. And everybody had a great time. We just couldn't make it work financially.
Yeah.
And it is no longer a thing, unfortunately. The owners of the Truth About Guns are taking it in one direction, and I've chosen not to go that way with them. So yesterday was my last day with them. And I've got a new venture that's starting this Thursday on January 4th, and it's called Shooting News Weekly. And I am going to be working with people with the Outdoor Wire Digital Network, and your listeners may not know them much because while they're a big thing in the firearms industry, it's mostly a business-to-business thing, but they've always wanted to do consumer-facing. Customer facing content,
right.
And that's what we're going to do. So, a lot of T-Tag's writers and I are going to move over, and starting on January 4th, we are going to be publishing at shootingnewsweekly.com, and can't wait. It's going to be a lot of fun. You're going to see a lot of the same things you've seen at Truth About Guns from us, plus some other new things. There's going to be a big weekly email blast that's going to have content, some of the content for the week, as well as some exclusive content that you don't get
right
on the blog. And there'll be a podcast, and it's going to be just a very good thing. I can't wait to get going on that. So it's very sad to leave Truth About Guns after all this time, but we're excited about the new venture.
Yeah, well, it's sort of going to be like you unleashed, isn't it? You've been sort of, you know, when you work for somebody, you got to work by their rules, right?
Well, yeah, and I'm going to be working for somebody here too, but it's people I've known for a long time and really like, and it's just going to be a very good thing.
This reminds me when they were hitting their stride, when David Lee Roth left Van Halen, the first thing I noticed when he put out his album by himself was that sounded a lot like Van Halen. He took the sound of Van Halen with him when he left. Then we had Van mm-hmm. Hagar. Then we had that Gary Cerone, and then we got Van Halen back. We got David Lee Roth when Eddie Van Halen unfortunately passed away prematurely. And I really think this is going to be the case here. You and your group, you have cultivated a group of writers. It hits every single facet of the gun culture, and they're coming with you. And I kind of think that whatever the Truth About Guns was is going with you.
Well, I mean, we'll obviously have much the same voice that we've had at Truth About Guns. We're going to be as honest about, you know, what we see in terms of guns and politics and the culture and everything else over there. So we're looking forward to it, and then we hope that some of the folks that have read us at Truth About Guns continue to read us over at Shooting News Weekly.
Shooting News Weekly. Is that shootingnewsweekly.com?
It is.
Yeah. And that all takes off on the 4th of January. I don't know. I mean, I'm a little sad at it, and at the same time, I completely get it because I have had to segue a few times myself. And sometimes when you're sitting there and you're in the middle of doing that segue, you're sort of going, wow, I can't believe this is over. And then at some moment, you fully realize what just happened. You're like, this is over, and I'm moving on to the next chapter. So
You read my mind. That's exactly always what was going through my mind.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard. You do something for 13 years. Hard to change. It's kind of sad. But all good things must come to an end. Nothing goes on forever.
Right.
And it was time for this to end and time to do something new.
And the body of work that you leave, are they going to leave that up there in the archives?
I assume they will.
Yeah.
I think it'll be out there. So, none of that's going to go away. It'll still be there for everybody to read, and we'll still be generating lots of new content.
13,140 posts with Dan's byline on them. That's that's astounding. You've got more posts
that's
than
a lot of keyboards,
huh?
That's a lot of keyboard banging.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I can only imagine. Does your laptop still have like the letters on it? Or have you fully memorized where they are? You don't even need no letters. You just worn them off.
I got a relatively new one about a year ago, but I had the previous one for about 7 years. And yes, the paint was literally wearing off a lot of the keys.
I just would like to have been your word processor sales guy. I would have been like I'd have been like, look, Dan, looking at your turnover with these things. Why don't we just get you on a subscription service where I deliver you a new one every 90 days? How about that?
I'm just glad I wasn't paying by the keystroke.
Yeah.
That would have been bad.
In your service at truthaboutguns.com, I never saw Dan go anywhere at any of the shows where, if like in the media room up at SHOT Show, Dan would be on there and it would sound like a rabid woodpecker up there banging on his laptop. Bop, 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 bop. I mean, how many words?
Yeah, I'm not fast, but we get it done.
Yeah. Well, you may not be fast, but you hit with impact. So that's what I look at. Hitting with that impact. So on the one hand, I am. It'll be interesting to see what the Truth About Guns becomes. But at the same time, I know that what made the Truth About Guns what it is going to Shooting News Weekly. So, all right, now I just go to a different website. I spell it differently, but Dan is there, and Dan's what made it in the first place. And I'm sure you and your group of guys. So is John Wayne Taylor going with you?
He is.
Yeah. Grant? Travis?
Yep.
I know. Jeremy, I know Markle will write for you.
Yeah, John Bog, yeah. Jennifer, coming over.
Wow. So. Sam Huber?
Sam hasn't written for us for a while.
Really?
He's off writing for other people now.
Okay.
We still have content on the site, but it's been a few years since he's written for us.
Okay.
Who knows? Maybe he'll come. Maybe we can get him back.
Who knows? Maybe he'll look at that and say, "Ah, new opportunity for me."
Yeah. Yeah.
And all those people that if you've ever gone on their website, you've read one of their articles without a doubt. And they're going with Dan and Shooting News Weekly. That goes live on the 4th. So the next time you come on the show, you will be the editor at Shooting News Weekly. I just have to consciously make that decision to not type thetruthaboutguns.com weekly from this point on. And I'll do that. I know how to adjust. I've had to do that a few times. So, first of all, for all of the years that you've been doing this, thank you very much. And I'm going to continue to pester you now that you move on to this new venture. And I'm just going to thank you in advance for that.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. It's always a pleasure spending time with you.
Yeah. Dan's like my sounding board. I'll be getting ready to do something very public and very stupid, and I call Dan first, and Dan sort of talks me off the ledge before I hurl myself out there for all of the ridicule. So thank you for that as well. The more things stay the same, the more they change.
Yeah.
Shooting News Weekly for January. Going live. Coming up next from Student of the Gun is Paul Markle. This is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.